Here he comes, 5 yards deep in the end zone, right hash. He heads to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. He scoots clear at the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Angles to the left, and he's taken down at the 45-yard line. It is a 50-yard return for rookie Cordarrelle Patterson.
Cordarrelle Patterson, rookie receiver from Tennessee. That was the first time he touched the ball in the National Football League, and boy, it sure looked good, and we have him here on Vikings Game Plan. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Thanks for asking. 50-yard return, first time you touched the ball. Did you love it because it was explosive, or did you look back at it and say, no, the kicker stopped me?
It was both. You know, I love it. I feel like we had the greatest return game there is out there, you know, and when I got that ball, the hole opened up so quick. My reaction was like, wow. And it was just me and the kicker, you know, just one-on-one. And he really ain't tackled me. And just got to get that out there. You know, the turf tripped me out.
Yeah.
I wasn't used to that turf, so just letting everybody know.
Well, was there like a sprinkler or something? It's indoors. We don't have to worry about grass. It's turf. But, yeah, you just got crossed up a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a little crossed up.
How about that blocking in front of you? I mean, it's not only Matt Asiata. Sharif Floyd, fellow rookie. Rhett Ellison, just 40, looking for somebody to pick off. That the blocking in front of you, I thought was fantastic.
The blocking was great. As I go back and watch the film, I see Sharif. He was way ahead of me. And he keep telling me, just keep following him every time, you know. Now I'm trying to tell him that the hole wasn't there outside of here, so I just try to go in. And it's just me and the kicker. But Sharif did a heck of a job. Everyone did a great job blocking for me.
When you chose to wear 84 with the Minnesota Vikings, you being a football fan, you know who 84 was for the Minnesota Vikings. Were you hesitant to take that number, or were you like, nope, I'm going to take 84?
I really wasn't hesitant at all. Man. I took that number because in high school, I was that number all the way up to now. You know, my sister, she was born in 84. That was the main reason I got the number. And every year, every chance I get, you know, every team I went on, I had the opportunity to get this number, and I've been sticking with it. You know, it's an honor to have the same number as Randy Moss, and it's a great experience of playing and practice on the same field he's had.
Yeah, what about the route tree and running the routes with what was put in front of you in game number one? I know it's vanilla, as they say, so it's not the most exotic stuff in the world. Mm-hmm. But were you comfortable with what they put in front of you?
I was very comfortable. I didn't expect to be so comfortable like that, but I got great guys on my team, receivers and a quarterback who helping me and guide me in the right direction from today until my time's over here, you know. They're doing a great job with that, and I'm just listening and just trying to learn from those guys.
I thought one of the cool moments of your debut Friday night, Cordarrelle, was, I mean, the play by the boundary where you went up and got a good vertical, came down out of bounds, that was cool. You had some nice stuff between the hash marks. We had that nice kick. But I thought it was when Castle tried to go fade left, back left of the end zone to you, it was overthrown. It was one of those deals where only you were going to get it, uh-huh, or it was going to be out of bounds. But it was kind of cool to be inside the 5 and have your number called, even in a preseason game.
Yeah, it was great, man. We worked that play a lot. You know, either I'm going to get it or no one's going to get it, you know. And Castle did a good job. You know, I felt like if I would have got there a little faster, you know, I was kind of slow off the ball, and I felt like if I would have got there faster, I could have scored that.
You had a play also in the middle of the field where a couple of players bounced off you. I didn't watch you play much at Tennessee. You had 2 years of junior college before that. You know, when Rick traded up to get you, we heard about the speed, we heard about the SEC cred, but lack of experience. When you played for the Volunteers, was yards after catch and players bouncing off you, is that something, are you tough to tackle?
That was something I was good at Tennessee, you know. I feel like the yards after catch is the greatest thing to my game, you know. I'm a big guy, so when someone get their hands on me, I like being physical. So it's going to take a lot to take me down, you know. And I feel like when I get the ball in my hands, I feel so explosive, and I feel like no one can touch me.
First NFL road trip to Buffalo, then San Francisco the week after that. Third preseason game, all the best players play, which means you'll play extensively in that game against one of the best teams in the NFL. Are you excited to have a National Football League road game coming up?
I'm very excited. You know, I got a couple guys on the Buffalo team, some rookies, you know, and from Tennessee and guys from everywhere, USC, you know. It's going to be a great opportunity to play against those guys, and we're going to have some fun out there.